Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The president of Columbia University calls on the mayor of New York City and police commissioner for help in clearing out anti-Israel protesters from the campus. USA's Laura Winters with the very latest.
Elite units of the New York City Police Department move in to clear out pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University, occupying that academic building on campus.
Hamilton Hall is now secure. There's no one else left in the building.
The move after the president of the school finally asks for help. The property cleared and more than 100 arrested at Columbia and City College. It was a dramatic and tense scene last night as officers entering the building through a second-story window using an elevated ramp connected to a huge truck as the doors were barricaded with tables, chairs, and vending machines. Police will be on standby through May 17th. Graduation is on the 15th.
Pro-life advocates are cheering Florida's six-week abortion ban, which takes effect today. Katie Daniel with Pro-Life America says this will save countless innocent lives.
This will have the potential to save as many as 50,000 unborn lives here in the state of Florida in just the first year.
The judge in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial says there will be no session on May 17th. That's the day Trump's youngest son, 18-year-old Barron, is set to graduate from Oxford Academy in Palm Beach near Mar-a-Lago. The former president had been critical of the judge in the past, who had said the former president would not be able to attend his son's graduation. Thousands of hotel workers are planning May Day rallies in at least 18 cities across the United States and Canada, looking for better pay and working conditions. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Home prices are hitting record levels despite high mortgage rates. According to the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, prices jumped more than 6% on a year-over-year basis in February. That's the third straight month of gains for the 20-city composite index. Prices in San Diego saw the biggest gain, up more than 11% from 1 year ago. Prices at the gas pumps appear to be holding steady. AAA reporting the nationwide average remains $3.65 a gallon. That's a penny cheaper than from a week ago, but still 12 cents more than a month ago. California drivers continue to pay the most at the pump with an average of $5.39 a gallon. Meanwhile, the lowest average price is found in Mississippi at $3.09. Abortion activists vandalized St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Portland, Oregon this weekend, writing explicit pro-abortion messages on the church's entrance doors and sidewalk. Parishioners discovered the vandalism on their way to Mass on Sunday. The graffiti messages included explicit messages and the slogan, "My Body, My Choice." St. Patrick's was also attacked by vandals back in 2021. Jason Kelce is joining ESPN's pregame show Monday Night Countdown. Kelce, who announced his retirement in March after 13 years of playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, received interest from multiple networks who wanted him to join their programs. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, how does your future look, huh? I'll tell you. Looking at the polls and seeing what this president and the Democratic Party is doing to we the people, and of course, let's not even talk about what's happening at these universities, right? Went to bed last night and started to see New York's finest coming in on the university there in Columbia. And, definitely determined to clean things up. And, of course, we've got a report on that. But it's almost like a 1968, again, deja vu one more time. Rick Manning, what do you say?
Well, Joe Biden wanted to bring us back to his good old days. And, 1968 seems like a long time ago. But just remember, Joe Biden was only like 2 years out of being elected to the U.S. Senate. So, in his life, he's returned to the good old days. High inflation and riots on college campuses. What could be better?
Yeah, exactly. Well, as I mentioned, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government, who joins us every Wednesday just about. And so we're always appreciative of his time and his commitment to be faithful to report on what is going on. As I mentioned, police retake Columbia building and they're cracking down on several other campuses. Rick, I think it's interesting because the mantra is from the river to the sea, and maybe here in America it's from the Atlantic to the Pacific. What do you think?
Well, it sure seems to be that way. I will fully disclose, I went to the University of Southern California where a lot of this started out. They ended up at USC, my alma mater, ended up mm-hmm. canceling commencement ceremonies for its students. Mm-hmm. Students who, I will remind people, in 2020, that's when these students first went to school. And so they started in 2020. They got denied an on-campus education in 2020 because of COVID. Many of them, the ones in California, the last part of 2021 also. So they lost the first year and a half of their on-campus education. Still had to pay full tuition. And now those same students who graduated in 4 years at USC didn't get to go to a commencement ceremony because of these idiots. That is so talk about a capstone to a phenomenal college experience. And by the way, there weren't any discounts offered. It cost these kids or their parents or their student loans about $400,000 to attend USC for 4 years.
Exactly.
So this is, if I were on a college campus and I wasn't, and I didn't care about this, I would be seriously mad at these guys. And, we'll see what the outcome is. But the fact of the matter is, a small percentage of students are destroying the educational opportunity for a large percentage of students. And it's about time college administrators called in the police to clean up the mess and not allow them to continue to effectively deny the majority of the students the opportunity to have the educational experience they paid for.
But, Rick, you make a good point here. See, the thing is, the majority of these students need to, come together. and stand shoulder to shoulder and back to back and not allow this loud minority group to take over their campus life. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of money invested, and guess what? They're not going to get any remedy. Nobody's going to pay any of their money back, right?
No, nobody's going to pay them money back. They're going to get out of school. And if you went to Columbia and you graduated from Columbia, the assumption from employers is you participated in this nonsense.
Exactly.
And, you know, because, mm-hmm. because if we remember from the George Floyd riots, silence is complicity. The challenge that exists, and this is just basic psychology, human behavior. If you're sitting there and you're just, you're an individual. You're not involved in politics. You're just sitting there trying to, you know, get your engineering degree or whatever. And so you're just going off to class and doing all that. And you've got a minority that's busy causing trouble. You know, you don't have any capacity just to mobilize all of a sudden into a majority. You feel as though you're isolated, as though you're an individual, and you're the only one who's actually being affected this way. And as a result, what happens is a relatively small minority that's vocal and organized can dominate the will of the majority because the majority isn't organized and feels isolated and unable to actually, there's no organization for them to kind of coalesce around. And yeah. It takes a very brave person to stand up if somebody else is being harassed, to stand up in front of that group that's harassing them, say you're wrong, and stand up to them. Most people don't do that. And that's how small radical groups like this, what's happening on the campuses right now with these
the bullies. Well, the bullies have taken over the playground. That's what's happened.
Let me give you a piece of good news. This is out of UCLA. This is what should be done all over the mm-hmm. country on these campuses. Somebody pulled up a billboard truck and played October 7th footage from the Sheryl Sandberg movie.
They
played that with all the, and it was all GoPro cams of the murdering Hamas attackers, and they played that, and you could see it wasn't everybody, but you could see some of the people who were in the encampment taking off their garb and leaving and saying, "I don't want to be associated with this." So so knowledge, at least with some who aren't just filled with rage, knowledge takes the casual person who's just going along and getting along, kind of this is the cool thing to do. Knowledge defeats the hate and the evil if this
were true. Well, true.
So that's the truth that needs to be done on every campus.
Always the truth, obliterates opinion. And we always say, in the absence of truth, opinion rules, and that's what's going on. So now you lay the truth out there. You see, and see, this, there is something that the majority can do. Something like what, you know, they did there at UCLA. That is powerful. And that is something that, should be replicated in front of these kids, because so many of these kids, Rick, I mean, it's pathetic. I feel for the parents who are paying $400,000 for their education. And here's their white, red, blonde haired, blue eyed little girl, cute as she be, with a Palestinian, towel around her head, or whatever you want to call it, garment around her head, and yelling, "I'm Hamas." And you go, wait a minute, what are you thinking?
No, the fact of the matter is, it's a woman standing in that situation who's not a dyed-in-the-wool Muslim, who's yelling that, shows such an incredible ignorance of what they're supporting. I mean, this is a... You know, the people who are pushing these attacks on campus would have every woman on campus wearing a head to toe, hijab, whatever the kind of job, where they're, head to toe, covered face, covered, entire covering, and the transformation, if you take, this isn't an impossible thing. You look at the transformation that happened in pictures in Iran to now, from 1970s to now. You look at the pictures in Afghanistan in 1970s to now, and this is a transformation that can occur overnight. And it's something that these women need to understand. This is the opposite of female empowerment.
Yeah, I dare you to go to the Gaza and try and sell your "My Body, My Right" story.
I don't think it works. And the first march of gays for Palestine will be the last march. So it's a but ignorance breeds ignorance, and that's what's been handled on our campuses. And it's why we have to end the indoctrination. We have to end it now.
Yeah, and the thing is, the root is so deep, Rick, because it's not just the kids. I mean, you got to look at the professors and what they've been doing and how they've inculcated the educational system. Going to break, more from Rick Manning after this.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Well, Rick, President Trump has accused the judge. I mean, here the judge slaps him. with a little bit of a gag order issue, 10 grand. And then right after that, Trump goes and berates the judge and says, hey, you're rigging the 2024 election. And when you look at everything that's involved with this judge, with Mershon, I mean, first of all, it says a lot about his own character that he doesn't recuse himself. I mean, there's so many issues and contests and considerations for recusal, it's inarguable. And so he defies that stubbornly. He goes, no, I'm not recusing myself. Well, I mean, come on. You know, we're just going through all this stuff for show. Although, you know, on the positive side, he did allow Trump. I understand he's allowing Trump to go, you know, go to Barron's graduation. Not Melania's birthday party, but, at least Barron's graduation. So I guess that's nice. But, you know, this is just horrific what is happening to Donald Trump, because, and what's so horrific is it's Donald Trump today, but it's us tomorrow, because this is going to empower all these other judges right on down the line across the country.
Well, it already is. You look at what happened just the other day in Arizona, where a attorney general who was elected by 300 votes, mm-hmm. and in Arizona, who his opponent basically knows that thousands of votes weren't counted. They just stopped counting when the Democrat got ahead. Mm-hmm. And after court case after court case, couldn't get the votes counted, the opponent finally gave up, said, what the heck? Apparently voting, counting the votes doesn't matter in this state. And so now that person is suing Donald Trump and the number of the people who are Trump electors, and trying to put them in jail, some of whom are state legislators, and trying to put them in jail because they had evidence that the election was not fairly run, was not fairly counted. They brought that evidence forward. They went to Washington, D.C. They provided that evidence. And because of that, they're being prosecuted in Arizona. The prosecutions in New York beget prosecutions in Atlanta, beget prosecutions in Arizona, right in time for the 2024 election.
Exactly.
And anybody who doesn't believe these prosecutions are directed at trying to influence the 2024 election and trying to basically relitigate January 6th and before the election. Anybody who doesn't believe that's not true isn't paying attention. That is the plan. Jack mm-hmm. Smith, the federal prosecutor who's running the show, has said as much when he's saying we need a speedy trial because this trial has to happen before the election.
Exactly. They only had 3 years earlier to do this, but
key to this is, and I'm just going to go constitutional here. There's a thing called the Sixth Amendment, okay, of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We don't talk much about it, but most of us know what it is. It's the right to a speedy trial, okay? It doesn't say the government shall have a right to a speedy trial. It's the individual. These aren't government rights in the Bill of Rights. They're individual rights.
Exactly.
It says individuals shall have the right to a speedy trial. So the government and Jack Smith is actually having the audacity to argue that the government has a right to a speedy trial so that this trial can be finished before the election of 2024. There's never been a greater admission court that a legal action is directly tied to an electoral outcome.
How obvious, right?
And so when you look at this Alvin Bragg guy who ran around and was up in Manhattan and campaigned, said, oh, I'll prosecute Donald Trump, after his predecessor, Cy Vance Jr., said, no, this isn't a prosecutable offense. Nope. Alvin Bragg ran on and was elected on the idea that he would prosecute Donald Trump. Letitia James, the New York AG, ran on and was elected on the idea that she would prosecute Donald Trump. So when you get down to this,
and you get Fannie Willis,
more,
the same thing, right? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. It's Fannie Willis is up meeting with Kamala Harris and meeting with the Biden White House before the prosecution is announced. We see this coordination. In fact, the email traffic between on the case down in Mar-a-Lago, and so many cases, but on the document case in Mar-a-Lago, email mm-hmm. traffic shows that the White House was involved in this push from virtually day one. It shows that there was almost immediately an attempt to try to get Donald Trump on some kind of confidential documents charge. And it also shows, by the way, that Donald Trump turned over documents that he said were declassified, but might have private personal information in it that needed to be taken out, and sent those documents back to the Department of Justice dealing with the whole Russiagate thing. So you look at this and you say Donald Trump was working with these guys, and a left-wing appointee at National Archives went after Donald Trump because he'd had enough of 6 months of trying to get all the documents he was demanding. Well, Obama still has documents that they haven't gotten back from him. So, you know, we're sitting there, and yet we've got a case in Florida. I go the gamut of all the cases because the fact is it's all part, they're all spokes off of the same wheel designed to keep Donald Trump from regaining the presidency. And as it so happens, to benefit Joe Biden, being run by the Joe Biden administration. And this is unprecedented to have an administration prosecute their political opponent and to be so blunt in court that is exactly what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, here they spout out of their mouths about how Trump is anti-democracy, and their very actions speak to the antithesis of democracy and the values of this, our Constitution and this democratic republic. You know, they have unleashed for themselves, in Schumer's terms, the whirlwind, and they better not lose power, because if they lose power, it's just like what happened when Harry Reid went nuclear, right? That has come back to haunt them ever since. And the shenanigans that they're doing right now is going to come back and haunt them, because they have destroyed precedent. And when you can stand on precedent, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's authority, there's tradition. But when you destroy, you know, tradition and previous decorum, like the way the Democrats are doing, heaven help them. I mean, and in so many levels, I mean, I think, Rick, for the amount of money they're costing the American people with all this stuff, what a waste of our money that they're doing, you know, from, you know, Russiagate, you know, Hillary Clinton, you and I talked about this, you know, it was a big lie. She knew it was a big lie. The government got behind it. The Justice Department got behind it. We spent millions of dollars to chase down this, this windmill like Don Quixote. And look, what did we get? You know, we find out it is a lie. She gets a slap on the hand. That's it. Donald Trump, you know, they want to put gag orders. They want to throw the guy in jail for the rest of his life. And if they could possibly keep him alive for another 100 years, they want him to still stay in jail.
Yeah, this is about making an example of anybody who has the audacity to run from the outside and the resources to win. If you do that, then every aspect of your life can be turned upside down. They create such a high cost. It's a barrier to entry from other people. And the fact of the matter is, in today's world, if you're not able to come up with $20, $30, $40, $50 million as entry fee to run for president, you're not going to be able to run for president. And it is so who's going to run in the future? Wealthy people. Who's not going to want to subject themselves to this garbage? Wealthy people. Hence, where they are, through their democracy, are winnowing down the number of people who run. And the only people who run are people in the protected class, the lawyers who run the system.
Well, and the other thing, what they're saying is that, yeah, you got to have money, you got to have influence, and you got to be attached to the Democratic Party. Because,
Donald Trump was a hero when he was given to Democrats. People
right, exactly. Well, yeah, this is, we're all being groomed and conditioned by this ruling class to say this is the drumbeat, and this is how the game is played. And it has nothing to do with the U.S. Constitution, clearly. That's what's going on. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning has been with us. Rick, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day.
My pleasure, Bill. Take care. Bye-bye.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah!
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Columbia University finally had enough. NYPD officers descended on the university just after 9 p.m. Tuesday night and started clearing out an encampment zone. This after multiple days of anti-Israel protests at Columbia University that kept escalating. Michigan Republican Congressman John Molinar joins Fox News and says protests are okay, but not when they get violent.
We support peaceful demonstrations and the opportunity for students' voices to be heard. And this isn't anything like that. For students to be intimidated, threatened on campus, this really needs to end, and have rational and reasonable discussions on policy.
According to a new Gallup poll, immigration remains at the top of the most important problems in the United States. This is the third straight month that immigration has come in at number one. This is USA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Glad you could join us. Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for my good friend Bill Pasco, who hangs on the Beltway and doing everything he can to get doused and protected so he doesn't get infected with the political pandemic mess that exists there. Bless your heart for hanging in there on behalf of We the People, Bill Pasco.
It's good to be with you, Bill. I am dosed in a protective screen. You're absolutely right. That's necessary to be able to live and function inside this swamp.
Well, you know, I was saying to Rick Manning earlier, you know, the mantra has been from the river to the sea, but here in the United States, it's become, you know, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, the madness that has been taking place on university campuses and Columbia University and others, finally came in direct contact with law enforcement and officials to say no more.
Yeah, we've got one right here in the nation's capital, about 20 blocks away from where I'm sitting right now, the campus of George Washington University, named for our first president, has been taken over by these radicals. And let's get a couple things straight here, right off the top. For one, there's a difference between the First Amendment's protection, its guarantee of the right to free speech on the one hand, and the anti-Semitic threats that are coming out of the mouths and on the poster boards of these radicals on the other hand. You have a First Amendment right to express your political views loudly and clearly, but you don't have a First Amendment right to threaten anybody with bodily harm or this chant from the river to the sea. What does that mean? That means the destruction of the state of Israel. We could excuse them months ago if they didn't know if they first started chanting back in October, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Oh, that's a nice rhyme. That sounds good. It makes for an easy slogan to chant repeatedly.
Right.
But by now, they all know exactly what it means. They know its origin. They know why Hamas wants its supporters to be chanting it.
Do you think they know this? Because I hear responses from these people, and it's so ignorant. I mean, you get these girls, blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls, with the hijab, I may not be saying this correctly, but with the garment of Palestine, and they're wearing it, and they're going, I'm Hamas, and going, really? You have no idea. You wouldn't last 2 seconds in the Gaza. They'd be raping you just like they did the Jews, and removing body parts and kicking your breasts like soccer balls. In fact, I thought it was brilliant what these leaders at UCLA, they countered the narrative. These are Jews there at UCLA, and they were playing a loop of the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. How's that?
I wish we could do that at 75 other college campuses around the country.
Exactly.
Because you're right, these kids just don't know enough. I'm talking specifically about the meaning of that chant. If they don't know it by now, if they don't know what it means by now, then they are deliberately ignorant. Then they are deliberately shielding themselves. Because in the last six months that they ought to know.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but real quickly here, there are politicians, elected officials. They're disconnected from understanding what that means. I mean, you think it's so, you and I we're so immersed in this, and we have been. I mean, this was automatic right away, but to hear some of these people talk, even Joe Biden at times, it's like, wait a minute, if you really understood what that meant, you would realize that there's no negotiating with the Palestinians.
Well,
and this has been for decades. This has not just been right now since October the 7th. That has been their mantra, forever. So, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Palestinian liberation, under Arafat, they've picked up that mantra, and that has been going on. So if you don't know, you choose not to know. And shame on you.
Yes.
Because it is a call for genocide.
Right.
That's it. Anyway, enough. Go ahead.
You're right. It is a call for genocide. It is a call for the destruction of Israel and all that it stands for. It's a call for the destruction of every Jew on the planet. Mm-hmm. And let's be clear about that. And let's be clear about something else. A lot of people have commented that, I see pictures of the Berkeley campus, and I see pictures of the University of Michigan campus, and I see pictures of the Columbia University campus, and they all have these tents. And gosh, those tents all look very similar. Mm-hmm. Is there some coordination going on? Is there somebody pulling the strings here? And the answer is yes. There's an organization called Students for Justice in Palestine that has chapters on all of these college campuses. And it sounds so benign. Who couldn't be for justice? We're all for justice. Mm-hmm. Sure, mm-hmm. Students for Justice in Palestine. If my kid came home and said, "Hey, I just joined a group called Students for Justice in Palestine," my first thought would be, "Good, I like that you're getting involved in an extracurricular activity." And who can't be for justice? But when you look into the founding of this organization and who they take their money from, they're taking money from a group called American Muslims in Palestine. Well, okay, again, it doesn't have the word justice in the title, but it sounds neutral. American Muslims in Palestine, just descriptive. Right. Well, guess what? American Muslims in Palestine is a front group for Hamas. They're taking money from Hamas, which means that all these college campuses are taking money from Hamas, directly from Hamas. Mm-hmm. This is not just, we're not just waving Palestinian flags here. We're not just chanting. Now we're actually being funded by the terrorists. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization. That's a legal designation under U.S. Mm-hmm. law. The State Department has listed them as a terrorist organization, which means that all these groups, the Students for Justice in Palestine, who are taking money that's originating with Hamas, they're all in violation of U.S. law. You can't take money from a terrorist group. You can't give money to a terrorist group. You can't coordinate your activities with a terrorist group. These kids, may not be aware. I'm going to grant them that. They may not be aware of the source of the funding for all those tents and all those keffiyehs and all those Palestinian flags that are coming from Students for Justice in Palestine main headquarters. They need to stop it, or they're going to run afoul. They're not just going to have campus police knocking on their door. They're going to have the FBI knocking on their door, and that's going to make a difference in their employment possibilities long term. Let's face it, all these kids, especially the ones going to Columbia, places like that, the elite universities, the Ivies, those kids all want to go to work for Goldman Sachs and McKinsey when they get out of college. And here's what we need. We need the chairman of Goldman Sachs and the chairman of McKinsey and the chairman of top law firms and banking firms and investment houses. They should all come out and put out a joint statement saying that they are going to inspect the resumes, the career backgrounds, the college transcripts, everybody coming out of college, all their recruits, and they're going to see to it that nobody who gets in trouble with the university administration for this group of pro-Hamas demonstrations that's taking place all over the country, none of them are ever going to get a job with the places that they really want to work. That might help in drying up this stuff right now.
Well, you had a little bit of that maybe about 3-4 months ago. I can't remember who it was. But Fortune 500 company, and the CEO said, we're not going to associate. Just exactly that same statement. But you need more of corporate America, going along. But, of course, see, this doesn't serve the interest of the Democratic Party right now because they're losing, the vote there, especially in Michigan and in other areas where you've got Palestinians or Palestinian sympathizers who are, they're against Joe Biden and blaming Biden, for all this mess and saying, hey, we're not going to, you're not going to get our vote. So, but the other deal too, Bill, what people are forgetting is that right now it's Israel, it's the Jews. But part two of their mantra is they want to get rid of the big Satan. And here they are living amongst us, and we're the next target, and our kids are siding with them. I mean, talk about useful idiots.
I'm glad you brought that up, Bill. We're going to have to talk about that in another episode, but you're absolutely right. There's the little Satan, Israel, and the great Satan, the United States. And you just put your finger on the long-term goal is to bring down the United States. If you bring,
exactly.
We are the last refuge. We are the last bastion. If you bring down the United
Bill
States,
Bill Pascoe, we're out of time.
Families and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I'm Phil Hassenkoller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Great to have you along with us for the ride. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday, May the 1st already. Can you believe it? Almost halfway there. It's like every year just keeps going faster and faster. Jeremy Beck is on deck. He's going to be joining us. He's the Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA, to talk about this FAA loophole. Have you heard about this? You know, this is not being heavily reported. This is unbelievable. You know, talk about the open borders that we have. I mean, it's bad enough that we have millions of people coming through the open borders, north and south, all over the place. But that's not good enough. Now we got to fly them in. I know. We are flying migrants in. Can you believe it? Well, Jeremy Beck is here to break it all down and help us understand. And it's okay if you need to pour a drink. It's early, but that's okay. You might need it after you hear what Jeremy has to say. Jeremy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back.
So here we are, unvetted individuals, unverifiable identification. I mean, this is in America. After 9/11, all of us taking off our shoes and, you know, getting vetted like crazy just to get on board. Forget about all that precaution and security. Forget the fact that even Christopher Wray has raised the alert. He says red flags are all over the place because of the threats that abound here in America. We know Hamas, which means war and violence. We've got 20, at least 20 encampments of Hamas in the United States. The cartels have a supply chain system that pretty much is connected to every single state of the Union. And we have, as best account that we can give, somewhere between 8 to 10 million migrants that we don't even know who they are and where they are. But I guess we should sleep okay at night, right, Jeremy?
As well said, the Real ID Act was one of the number one recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Essentially, you know, some of the terrorists who attacked the country on that day were boarding planes, and if we had Real ID in place, we would have noted that their visas had expired and they were in the country illegally and they were not eligible to board those planes. And so, the top recommendation, it has taken over two decades to get Real ID in place. I've got a Real ID driver's license, and that's good. That makes us more secure. But there is a gaping loophole, a security loophole. There's a large group of people who don't have to abide by the Real ID Act, and those people happen to be citizens of other nations who are inadmissible to the United States, but who have been allowed into the United States by the Biden administration through Secretary Mayorkas's abuse of the parole program. If you go down to the border, on the other side of the border, you will find piles of discarded identification documents. Some of them are torn up. Some of them are just left there in the dirt. And that's because illegal aliens from around the world have come to understand that they have an even better chance of being released by the Biden administration into the country if they don't have documentation with
them. Exactly.
Instead, they provide information to the government and the Border Patrol using a phone app that the government created for illegal aliens, or they just give them information that the border agents are supposed to take on face value. So an American citizen cannot board a plane with a piece of paper that says they are required to appear before a judge in court, but an illegal alien can. Parolees are able to use these documents. A lot of them are issued what's called the notice to appear. That means that, you know, you've applied for asylum and you need to appear before an immigration judge. So they're essentially being summoned into court. And unlike an American citizen or a legal immigrant, they can use that piece of paper to board a commercial flight. These are not flights that the government are using to fly people into the United States. These are after they are already here, and they're just flying around the country wherever they want. Now, obviously, on an individual basis, the likelihood of one individual coming into the country to do extraordinary harm is very low. But with the extraordinarily high numbers of illegal immigration overall, it's a giant, giant problem. And you, as you mentioned, Director Ray said that we are in a heightened state of national security awareness right now because of this, because the numbers are so high. The odds of bad actors being in the country are also extremely high. And now they're able to be immune from what law-abiding citizens and legal immigrants are required to do to board commercial aircraft. It is yet another ridiculous example of how the credibility of our immigration system has simply collapsed into disrepair over the past 3 years.
Well, you know, you said so many things, and I want to go back and review the Real ID Act, because to me, this was a bit of a delusion to think that the Real ID Act was going to solve a problem. I mean, the problem happened when the FBI and our other circles of security broke down. They ignored the information. And we see, we count on people to do their job, and they didn't do their job. So then they come back with this excuse and say, well, you know, if we had a Real ID Act, this would never have happened. Yeah, right. I mean, for all the years that we have been involved in flying people across the country without a Real ID Act, I mean, how many hijackings, how many problems did we have? I mean, it was a minor number. This situation that occurred on 9/11 was so egregious that, that the people that should have been blamed for this escaped scrutiny, I believe. And it was all couched in, you know, again, the bureaucracy of the government, you know, telling everybody, well, you know, it's this Real ID Act. Well, then you get that going, and then you find a way to get around that, because that's what the bureaucracy does. Because the bottom line, Jeremy, is who's responsible to, you know, to present an identification? This is individual responsibility, whether you're a citizen or not. You cannot enter but here we've made accommodation because of, you know, the interests and the things that are driving the interests of our country right now that the majority of Americans don't understand. And we see the demographics of our country being greatly altered by this massive migration that's coming in. I mean, it's like we're moving new states of people in. And the other thing that people fail, and I keep reminding people, what goes on here is that you're not getting somebody coming into the country like the immigrants of Ellis Island. You're getting immigrants who are coming in, migrants who are coming in, who have been trolled into the country by the cartels. They come in with designated wristbands that say this is the job that they are beholden to, because the cartels have their hands on everybody that enters in. This is why I think just in sex trafficking alone last year, Jeremy, they generated something like $13 billion in profit. Oh, Joe Biden been bitty, bitty good to the cartels. So, and this is the danger that lurks in our country. You know, you may say, hey, they're good people and well-intentioned, but look at, they're beholden to the cartels that say, look at, you better do our bidding because we know where your parents live and we'll flat out kill them and we're not messing around. So here we've got these people who are coming in, these migrants that are unvetted, that Mayorkas doesn't care about that story. The NGOs don't care about, the Catholic Charities don't care about that story. And we're letting them in. And here we are, the land of the free, home of the brave. And we're basically conducting a modern day form of slavery.
There's no doubt that the U.S. government is completing the smuggling process. So in that
exactly.
sense, we are partnering with the cartels and the human smugglers across the world, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I will say, my organization is a proponent of the Real ID Act. And the example that I would give is that around the country, there are lots of states who are giving driver's licenses to illegal aliens and allowing them to move around the country, making it easier, to live in the country illegally, making it more pleasant to live in the country illegally. And, the Real ID Act would basically invalidate those licenses when it comes to boarding aircraft. For that reason alone, that's just one example. I think it's mm-hmm. good. It's a good policy. However,
are they enforcing that, Jeremy?
This is an example.
Go ahead.
Yes, no, I went to the DMV, recently and saw somebody turned away saying, like, sorry, you are not eligible for a Real ID. Your immigration status does not make you eligible, which means that person was in the country illegally. And so that is helpful. That person has to now think about whether or not, oh, that's just one more thing, to make them think maybe it's not worth sitting here in violation of the U.S. immigration laws. So that's a plus and that's a bonus. But from a national security standpoint, it also helps. You're absolutely right. There was a multitude of failures on 9/11. There's not a silver bullet here. This is a patchwork of reforms that we need. But the extent that Real ID is going to be successful is also going to be limited to the extent that we crack down on these loopholes. And
exactly.
this is a giant loophole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, this is the problem we've had, is that you get something like the Real ID Act. Its purpose, its design should be a solution. But then you get these end-arounds. You get guys like Mayorkas and all these other interests, NGOs who come in and they violate it. So, you know, see, what happens is the things that we've counted on the past to be sanctuary, and I don't mean to be cynical about it. God bless you. God bless Numbers USA for, you know, coming forward and saying, hey, look, this is a solution. And I think on its face, it is. But it has to, as you say, it has to be enforced. It has to be sacrosanct. If it's violated, then, you know, then here we are. You know, because look at what we've done. The driver's license used, and our social security used to be, you know, identifying documents. And they've been so compromised that now we have to have another. We have to have the Real ID in order to certify our birth certificates, you know. Our driver's license and everything else. So it's like, okay, so what happens? You guys are going to violate and compromise the Real ID, and now we're going to need a Real ID part two?
We need constant vigilance. It does not stop. We have to be on this every day, all the time.
Well, this is why I appreciate you coming on, Jeremy, because we got to beat that drum. We've got to stand for something and hold on to these values and find ways to reestablish the boundaries of this great country of ours and make sure that, register to vote and elect the people who believe the same way, that believe that we should have integrity at our borders in order to advance the cause of all citizens here in this country and even immigrants who come here so that they have a fair chance to be successful at it. My humble opinion. Jeremy Beck, the Vice President, Deputy Director for Numbers USA. Jeremy, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm